This is the Limitless, the podcast between you are now listening, Jason Halsey, talking to Marshall Poe of NewBooksNetwork.com. Jump right in. I wondered if we could start, if you could just describe a little bit the subject matter of your most recent book, I guess it is, The History of Communication, because I definitely want to talk about some of the subject matter that, even though I haven't read it, unfortunately this isn't for New Books Network, so I don't have to, but I definitely got a sense of it from hearing you talk about it, and it's definitely a subject that interests me. So could you just describe it briefly?
Well, the book started when I was working at a magazine in Washington, and I became very interested in the internet, and this was the very early noughts. It was around 2002, and I became very interested particularly in Wikipedia and what it was and how it was changing the way knowledge was gathered and disseminated. And I wrote an article for this magazine about it. And being a kind of ambitious person, I said, this might make a book. And so then I got an agent and we pitched it to a publisher. And the publisher said, this is great. Here's a big pile of money. Now write us a history of Wikipedia or something interesting about Wikipedia. And I said, okay. They said, you're going to be the next Malcolm Gladwell. I said, that sounds great. It turned out that I can't do what Malcolm Gladwell does because I have an academic background. So I got very deep into the literature on media studies and the history of communications. I was trained as a historian, and the more and more research I did, the more and more academic the book got, the more and more detailed the book got, the more and more I realized that it was a very complicated story, and it was not one I could tell in the style of Malcolm Gladwell or someone like that, not to knock Malcolm Gladwell or people that write popular stuff such as he writes. So the publisher said, we don't really want your book anymore. Give us our money back. And I said, all right. But I did continue with the research anyway because I found it really interesting. And what I discovered about the history of communication, or rather the literature of media studies, was that there were a lot of people that claimed that media have particular social effects on us. They do things to us. But nobody had really ever tried to demonstrate that in a thoroughgoing way, in a particularly historical way. So this claim that somehow the medium was the message, this is what you always hear from Marshall McLuhan, just sort of remained dangling out there. It was believed by people. And I knew from my previous academic research that a lot of it was just BS. So, for example, there was a fellow, Jack Goody was one of them, but there were others who would claim that, for example, learning how to read would change the way you think. Well, I mean, I guess in some sort of trivial sense, that's true. But it certainly isn't true in any psychological sense. So they were either exaggerating the ways in which media affected us, or they were ignoring them altogether. So I set about trying to figure out exactly what it was that media did to us. That's with a capital U, I guess, historically. And so I made a kind of schema of the various kinds of media, and I started to break them down into various attributes that every medium has. So, for example, different media have different range. So the internet, for example, has a lot of range. Your voice does not, or the amount of information that a medium can carry. So, for example, a teletype can carry a lot of information very quickly. over a very long distance, whereas again, your voice cannot, and neither, you know, can a lot of other, so you know, neither can poetry for that matter, I suppose. So I then, after sort of trying to describe in a general sense the various attributes that media have, and there were five or six of them, I can't remember, I started to think about historical media, and I think I came up with five of them, I don't remember exactly. And so the first medium was, of course, speech, and the second medium was writing of some sort, that's manuscript writing. And then the third medium was, I think, print, and the fourth